brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Ah, yes, time for another little drive time. I like to, whenever possible, if I can get a chance, just to talk to you guys. But the thing is that, I think we just got to put the word out whenever it is that God gives it to us. But otherwise, I think it's really good just to spend time in prayer and seeking Him and just to be in connection with Him. Because you don't want to do something out of your own thinking. You don't want to do something out of your own flesh, out of your own carnal mind. Because the thing is like, we tend to, I think in our natural selves, we tend to want to do something so often. You know, you see a situation or you see something that comes up and you want to do something to fix it, to make it right. And the problem is that unless God gives you the direction, gives you the option, shows you the course, usually we'll end up making something worse by trying to do something in our own thinking or in our own way. So, yeah, I'm learning that more and more. I'm learning really just to wait on Him in patience, because I think there's the way of the world has always been big, quick, and now. And when we come to Christ, when we walk with Him, part of His thing is that He wants to create in His people an absolute, total, 100% dependence on Him for His leading and for His direction. And oftentimes what that does is that He ends up slowing things down considerably for those that would try to run ahead, and for others that would be dragging, he'll speed things up a little bit, depending, because each person He works with individually. But basically what He's trying to do is to get you in step with Him. And as we walk with Him, as we continue to walk with Him and continue to look to Him, that does begin to happen. You begin to find for yourself that there's nowhere you would rather be than in the will of the Father. There's nowhere that you'd rather be than in connection with Him. And I think when you've experienced a little bit of time away from that, when you've experienced what it's like to be distant from that, you hate it. You can't stand it. You can't stand to be far away from the source of light and truth and the way. But that's for those that are His. For those that aren't His, yeah, sure. They're happy with success in the world. They're happy with people surrounding them that tell them that they're okay. They're happy with a degree on the wall that tells them that they now should be or are something in this world. But really, even like when Paul, when he was writing, and he just said, look, and he went through all of his credentials, and after he got done with that, he just said, look, I count it all but dung. Well, count it all. It's just a pile of that. For the difference being in comparison to having gained and knowing Christ. Because once you have Him, you got the real deal. And then when you got the real deal, it's like you realize how empty, how fickle, how irrelevant all the rest of it is. Because, the problem, I think, in the world, too, is that people surround themselves with others. And they think that if they can just get the numbers of people that will tell them that they're okay, that they're, in fact, okay. And you can have mass delusion. In fact, you do have mass delusion in this world. You got a ton of people surrounding each other, telling themselves that they're okay and that they're all right. But then wait till calamity hits and they all realize they're not okay. They all realize they're not all right. That what they've built their house upon, what they've worked to achieve and to accomplish, it doesn't stand up when the fire and adversity comes their way. So, we're living in a time like that right now. We're living in a time like that where, first of all, you got to know your Creator for yourself. You got to be walking with Him for yourself. You need to know His voice for yourself. I mean, these audios that are put up by those of us that walk with Him, they're just encouragements for you. They're things that are there to help strengthen you to a degree with whatever God gives us at that time for you. But this is not it at all. And I know you know that. But this is only like a little piece in this to encourage you in that direction. But it has to be a pursuit. It has to be a priority. It has to be something that for you, just like you would put a priority on anything that is important to you, you would invest time, energy, resources, your thinking would be there. How much more so for that which is eternal and that which is necessary, that which is true life? So it's a time for that right now. This right now is an amazing season. It's an amazing window for His people. And it's time right now for those that are His to really come into what it is that He's made you for. Some of you that I know out there that you've allowed Him to really make you a disciple, disciplined, beneath and under His hand, and you're ready. There's others of you that have kind of gone all over the place, and you know, and that can happen. I mean, you're sheep. Sheep have a tendency to stray, you know. But wherever you're at, you know, it's a time right now. Quickly get on track. You know, don't waste time. Don't waste that. It's you're gonna wish you didn't. You're gonna later on. You're gonna wish, gosh, because you can't get it back. You need to redeem the time. You need to use. Just okay. Ultimately, here's what you want: to be in perfect step with your Creator right now, and to live in that existence for every moment of your being, to come into that place of eternal walk and connection now, here, right this very instant. He is I Am, right in this moment of I Am, for you to be as close and as connected to Him as would be allowed in this dispensation. And you can have that. But it's a pursuit. It's something that you would seek. So, yes. Ah, okay, what else is going on these days? Interesting times. You know, this whole thing in Haiti has been on my mind and on my heart. In part because, you know, there's some wonderful, wonderful ministers of the gospel that are dear friends for probably the last, oh gosh, maybe 12 years now. And but yeah, they've been planting churches in the Dominican Republic, in Santo Domingo, and close to the, and they've got a lot of people in the churches that they're in that are in their churches that have family in Haiti that they're still waiting to hear from. And but so that place has been on my mind and on my heart, you know, even prior to all that happened and took place there. But you know, it's another time, it's another situation where, you know, the world can't fix its problems. I mean, in a situation like this, yes, of course, do everything that you can to pray and to help alleviate the suffering of others. But in this time, take note. You know, in this time, let it be a point of reflection, because your houses can be gone in a moment. Your lives can be snuffed out very quickly, and then basically this window of time that you were here is done. Here's a question. If your life was to stop now, if this existence was to end today, where would you be in relationship to your Creator and in relationship to that which you existed in this life for? Did you fulfill the purpose that He had for you here? Or did you just clock your time? Did you just be a good boy and a good girl and play by the rules and be a cog in the wheel? Or did you really follow Him? You know. You know where you are in relationship to Him. I have to say this, that by and large, the church system as such, the system of this world that's manifesting religious terms, won't encourage you towards that. It'll encourage you to be a cog in the wheel, part of the system, and it'll tell you once a week that you're okay. That's not it. You know that. You know that that's part of why you tune in to this. Because you know that. You know that that's, that it's false. That it's limited. That it's a different way. And so you look for some fellowship out there. You look for something that's real out there. And... but ultimately, you know, and God gets it to you. God gets the word to you. When you look for that, He will show you what's real, and He will bring that which is real. If you're hungry for that which is real, you, and you're looking for it and you're searching for it, you do find it. But also, you can't hold on to something. See, people keep looking for something that they can frame up and say, okay, now this is my good little comfortable life. I listen to this, and I read this, and these are my supplements, and this... No, God will break that, will shake that, will... look, you don't know, even with this broadcast that we have here, we could just go offline if God has for that to happen, and it's gone. Then what? You know, and that could happen to all of the people that you listen to right now. Then what? You know, it's got to be a pursuit in your heart. See, what happens with these things when these broadcasts go out? They encourage, they strengthen. And a lot of times what God will do is He'll use them even to confirm something that He's maybe speaking to you already. But this is really between you and Him. And, you know, we're being called into, right now, we're being called into a time where we're supposed to be taking up that which He's assigned us to. You know, there's windows and times of preparation, but for many of us right now, that time of preparation is finished. You know, college is over. It's time to go out. You know, that training is finished. And, you know, I mean, even thinking back to college, you know, there's those that, you know, really maximize that season, and there are others that just kind of sort of just breeze through. But when you're done, you're done, and you got out of it what you put into it. You know, too often people don't realize that, you know, you will, as much as you will seek Him, He'll meet you at that point. And if you limit that pursuit, if you're satisfied, then you will stay at the point of your satisfaction. Ah, so yes, interesting times. You know, I think what's comical for me is seeing these world leaders, people that are in the minds of men and in the minds of the system, that they think that they're something. And it's interesting to me just to see how God puts them in their place very, very quickly. He gives them seasons and times to repent, but if there was any brains, any sense whatsoever in them, they would read Psalm 2, they would read Psalm 149, and they would realize that you need to bow your knee before the King of Kings and get on His plan and His track, because if you don't, oh well, He can strip you of your position and all that, but it's your soul. Your soul is in the balance. Forget about your position. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit, lose his soul? Too many of them have thought that there is something in that, and they've gone after the pursuit of the whole world to no avail. All of them brought to their ends very quickly. And this is a time of no exception. This is a time right now where those that are His take up their role and their responsibility. We flow to and fro. We flow wherever the Spirit of God would lead us. We're in John chapter 3 people, where we're like the wind. We go wherever it is that the Spirit of God leads us. And along those lines, He takes care of you. Along those lines, He provides for you. Along those lines, He makes sure that everything that you have need of is there. If you've ever tracked with Him, if you've ever walked with Him, you know and realize this is true. If He's ever led you to go somewhere, and you've gone in obedience to Him, you've seen that every commandment that He's given and every promise that He's made is fulfilled in that time, in that window. Every promise that God makes in His Word is taken care of by those that follow Him. But you have to follow Him in order to see that. So, you know, would to God that we would just trust Him more. You know, I've prayed that for God, please, Lord, help us overcome our unbelief. Because there is an adventure waiting for you. There is purpose for your life and your existence. But you won't know what that is until you take that step to trust Him. See, if you trust the world, you put your hope in the world. You put your resource in the world. You give your allegiance to the world. If you put your hope and trust in Him, then you serve Him. You follow Him. You go with what He says. Ah. You know, I do wonder, why is it that those that trust the world still try to profess Jesus? Probably because they lack any power in themselves anyways, and His name does have power. His name does have authority. And I guess it, in some ways maybe it is just trying to latch on to that which has something, because there's nothing in and of themselves. But this is a time where we will see the difference between those that know Him and that truly walk with Him, and those that just profess something that they don't know. Like the seven sons of Sceva, that, you know, hey, it seemed like a good deal that Paul's got going, let's try it ourselves. There's a day where their bluff is called, and I think we're coming into that. It is a time for the bluff to be called. Okay. Back, remember the foundations, the fundamentals, the things that will help you. Prayer, spend time in prayer. Spend time with Him. Cut that out. It's important because there's a lot of distractions around. There's a lot of things. Find a place where you can get away with Him, where you can spend time before Him, and pour your heart out before Him. If you have trouble praying, if you have trouble quieting your mind, sometimes something that might help is just take a pad of paper with you and and go in, and when you're praying, if something comes into your mind, just write it down. If it's something that's like, this is something you need to do, or this is something that, you know, is on your mind or your heart, maybe you gotta forgive somebody and that comes up, write it down. Just, you know, put it under different categories and write it down to the side, because you know, but just keep doing that, keep pressing through until you can come into a place where you're just still before Him, connected before Him. And everything that you write down, just put it there and you can deal with it after you get done praying. But you will have that. When you go to pray, you will have a flood of things that come into your mind and that try to get your attention. In that process, though, there's things that you can do really to quiet yourself before Him. Sometimes, too, I know that there's a number of people, too, that you get really tired. You get really, really drowsy when you go to pray. You're fine all the way up until that, and then as soon as you go to try to pray, you get really tired. That's a method of the enemy, actually. That's something that the devil tries to do to keep you from connecting with the Father, because it's something too that you can pray against. You know, sometimes too, you know, something that you can do even on a practical level if you like, is you don't have to pray on your bed. You don't have to pray, you know, on the floor. You can sometimes pray just walking. You can walk and pray. I got friends that do that. They get up and they just pace the room, or they go outside, they walk on the road. But you can walk and pray. You can do what you gotta do. Shake things up a little bit. Okay, prayer. Reading the Word. You gotta read it. There is spirit and life and rhema in there for His people. So pursue that. Open it up. I kind of like to read a couple different ways. One, I like to work my way through the Word, you know, and usually I have bookmarks in four or five different places where I'm kind of reading my way through. And then the other one is, of course, just read as the Spirit of God pulls you into something. He'll remind you of a scripture, remind you of a place. Go back, read it. Read it. Spend some time in there. You don't gotta rush through it all. You're not just clocking your time so that you can say, okay, I read a couple chapters today. No, spend some time. Let the Word soak in. Meditate on the scripture. Strikes you, stop. Think about it for a while. You know, sometimes what I'll do too is I'll take the Word in with me and I'll be praying the Word. I'll pray through the scriptures. I'll pray the promises of God as they're there. It's very, very powerful. But yeah, reading the Word. You gotta get in there. Fasting is something that we do when you are taking some time to... you're basically, with fasting, is you are... you're disciplining, and you're reducing the flesh so that you can tune in more to the Spirit. I guess that's the simplest way that I can put it. Something that you're led into by God. The form is not as important as the heart and the purpose behind it. So, but it's something that is important for the people of God. Because Jesus said, when you fast, not if you fast. Because you're a spiritual being and you need to tune into that. And, you know, also control that which is coming at you, because the world is bombarding everybody right now in an attempt to grab your mind. So control the influences that come your way. Control that which is being shot at you and shot at your mind as much as possible. You know, you've got the ability to do that. So switch off the TV or change the channel. Limit the exposure to certain people that you know don't have your best interests at heart. You know, you can do certain things along those lines that will help you in your pursuit of spirit. So anyways, just a few things, a few thoughts. I just pray that God blesses you all right now. I pray that God would strengthen you in your walk and in your purposes. I pray that this is just a time of encouragement for you, because God's got so much for his people in this year, in this day. So it's really a time just to get tuned in and to trust him, because he really does have the best for his people. The world's got nothing for you. You know that. So trust him. Seek him. Seek first the kingdom of God. He's going to take care of you. And hey, I love you. God bless you. And I'll be talking to you really soon. All right. Bye.